You're listening to the Now of America Audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next segment here on the 2015 BOA Audio Baseball Special. Batting fifth in the lineup this year is a man who he came from, I guess you could say, like the AAA affiliate of the baseball special. He came from the Forum, won the Forum contest a couple years ago, ended up on the special, and then last year ended up with a portion of the championship, one-third of the championship, alongside myself and Jason Offutt. Of course, I'm talking about the beloved Red Sun Superman. He's kind of a cult figure in the world of BOA Audio. Most folks know who he is. He's been on the Lost Cast. He's now been on the baseball special a couple times. And he's back to discuss baseball and to see if he can get his mitts around the championship all for himself this year. So welcome back to the show, RSS. Congrats on your share of the championship.
Yeah, thanks. I definitely want to win it outright. I don't like ties. So we'll try and keep it to ourselves this next year.
All right. Sounds good. Well, so far the predictions are all across the board pretty much. So it's I don't know. It's looking like we probably won't have any ties this year, but as I said before we started, we've got a special tiebreaker section here, tiebreaker question that'll hopefully at least break up some of the logjam. But before we get into the predictions, what's going on with your Detroit Tigers? Today I saw that Justin Verlander is going on the disabled list, but I guess he's going to be okay by the sixth game of the season or something, so it can't be that bad. But what's going on with him? What's going on with the Tigers? There's a lot of debate, you know, is the window closing on them, or are they going to sort of refresh and be better, you know, going forward? What's going on? Give me your assessment here of the Detroit Tigers in 2015.
Well, it's definitely a concern that two of the key pieces of their pitching staff went on the DL today. Not only Justin Verlander, but Bruce Rondon, who missed all of last season recovering from Tommy John surgery. Now he's dealing with some tendonitis, which I guess is probably normal if you are throwing sliders in spring training and you haven't pitched in a year. They're trying to say it's no big deal. Same with Verlander. He's technically he's missing a start, but he'll be back for the I guess the series against Cleveland. So it's not that big of a deal, I guess, if he only misses one start. Obviously, they lost Max Scherzer. That's a huge blow to the pitching staff. Rick Porcello is gone as well. And so there's like a new look with the pitching staff. They've got Alfredo Simon, who I guess they call Big Pasta.
And, oh, God, because his name's Alfredo.
And then Shane Green from the Yankees. Those are the new four and five starters. Mm-hmm. And then they got Jonas Cespedes. So he's going to, I think he's going to, you know, really help bolster the lineup. You still have, you know, Ian Kinsler, Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez, and now Cespedes, and then J.D. Martinez. So still a really potent lineup. They got Anthony Gosch from the Cardinals to be the new center fielder, and he's pretty amazing. If you've watched any games in the spring, he could pretty much run down anything in the outfield. So.
All right.
So he had some speed. Apparently he hasn't proven he can hit yet. So that's one issue. But if he does get on base, he's a threat to steal at any time. And then the bullpen never really got addressed. Joe Nathan is still the closer.
No, he's terrible, dude.
A lot of people in Detroit think that, well, here's the thing. A lot of people in Detroit think that Joaquin Soria, who's going to start off as the eighth inning setup guy, will probably end up being the closer after about a month. So
yeah.
So there's a contingency plan there, at least, that Tori is a proven closer in the big leagues. And So, yeah, it's kind of weird. They didn't really go out and get any big names for the bullpen. It's always been a thorn in the side of the Tiger fans. Bullpen's always been a Achilles heel, and it will continue to be, but at least they have Soria. So.
Yeah. All right. All right. And you didn't even mention the guy.
That's the state of the Tigers.
What's that? That's the state of the Tigers. Okay. Well, you didn't even mention the guy on the Tigers that I hate the most now, David Price. I hate that guy. Are they going to keep him around, you think? I guess they have two. I guess, you know, Price and Cespedes, they're going to be free agents at the end of the season. What's your prediction? Is one of them going to stay?
You know, it's weird. Like, yeah, probably the reason I didn't mention him is because he doesn't really feel like he's a Tiger. Like, he almost kind of seems like a rental right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he said that he's welcome to, he welcomes the idea of staying in Detroit. But it doesn't seem like they've had any big discussions with his agent about, like, staying. And, I think a lot of people in Detroit are kind of thinking that he's going to go the way of Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Like, kind of like you don't really want to get attached to somebody that might leave, you know? So I think a lot of people in Detroit are just kind of like a wait and see. But obviously, he's the number one guy. He's going to start opening day. I mean, he probably can win the Cy Young this year, and that would only bolster his payday after the season. So, yeah. But, I mean, they still have Anibal Sanchez. As long as he can stay healthy, if Verlander can stay healthy and get back to what he was, they still got a pretty decent starting rotation. It's not what it used to be. I think clearly the Nationals have the best rotation in baseball, but the Tigers are still pretty good. Probably better than the Red Sox, I would say.
Come on. The Red Sox rotation is being held together with duct tape and bent paperclips here. How is Rick Porcello? What should I expect here going into the season?
Solid. I mean,
all right.
He's, he wins.
Okay.
He's not flashy, you know. Bunch of ground balls, ground ball pitcher, and, you know, but he wins. He's got, that ton of wins. I don't know what his career record is, but, he's got a pretty impressive record, for how young he is. Everybody thinks of him as kind of a veteran pitcher, but, I think he might have over 100 wins already in his career, so.
Yeah, he's going to be a free agent after the season, too, so hopefully he'll have a good year. I don't know. I feel pretty good about the Sox, but I haven't really followed them yet, so.
Well, the thing about for the Tigers, I mean, they're paying power pitchers that are the best of the best, like Verlander and Price and Sanchez. And then you look at Porcello, and it's like, he's a ground ball guy. There's nothing real special about him. So he was due a bunch of money, so that's why they kind of let him go. Cause it's like, they're not going to pay that guy like $100 million, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Now, what's your take on the Kansas City Royals, dude? They kind of came out of nowhere out of your division there and made a lot of noise last year, made it all the way to the World Series. You see them all the time. So were you surprised to see them go so far, or were you just kind of like, oh, well, this is inevitable, or what?
No, yeah, I was surprised. Kind of like the joke was like, are they ever going to get it done? I guess they did, but then they lost.
No.
So, I don't think they're going to be back. The thing about the division is everybody improved. Every single team in the Central, you could argue, improved in some way. And I think the Indians are better than them. I think the Tigers are still better than them. You could even make a case that the White Sox are going to be better than them. So, I think the Royals are going to suck this year.
Wow, all right. So regression for the Royals.
Yeah.
All right. Not very positive there for the Royals. All right. Anything else going on in the world of baseball you want to talk about before we do the predictions? Anything got under your skin here? The new rule changes, the new commissioner, you know, Alex Rodriguez is back. Anything on your mind?
I just think it's funny. I think it'd be hilarious if A-Rod won the comeback player of the year. I mean, he should, right? Like, there's no reason to think he's going to get playing time in New York, you know, because they're, I mean,
yeah,
they're like, you know, a bunch of, you know, a bunch of old dudes that used to be good. So, yeah, I think.
I suppose
I think
it's
that
possible.
That would be fitting for baseball if he was the comeback player of the year.
What if he just gets busted again? I wouldn't be surprised if that happens either.
You can't be surprised at all if he gets busted for, if he hits 30 home runs or something and then gets banned.
Yeah.
Know?
That guy's a mess. I don't know what his deal is. He's just a clown.
Speaking of clowns, what about the, what's up with your boy Rusney? He got sent down, right? Okay.
Did he get sent down today? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I know they said Victorino was going to be the starting outfielder. They have a log jam in the outfield, so.
Yeah, he was sent to Puckett.
Yeah, that's their minor leaguer. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here it is. Yeah, Castillo and Bradley. Wow. Well, Bradley's not that good yet, so he kind of needs it. They need more. I don't know much about Castillo because they just got him last year at the end. But Bradley definitely, he needs more time in the minors. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Castillo. Maybe, I think part of the
idea. It's a lot of money to pay. I gotta be playing in AAA.
That's for sure. I agree with that. I think that they're showcasing, I think they're gonna try and showcase Shane Victorino for at least a month or so. In order to trade him. Cause, they gotta do something with Victorino. He's not that good and they're paying him even more than that, more than, Castillo, so.
I'm only busting your balls because the Tigers really like Rusty Castillo, but they couldn't afford to pay him $72 million. Like the you know,
yeah,
Red
yeah.
Sox always find cash, you know, in the bank vault. So
except for John Lester,
right?
they have a policy, I guess. It's like if you came up with the Red Sox, then they're like, hey, fuck you. But if you didn't, then they want you. It's like the old WCW, you know.
You know, one thing before we start, one thing I thought was interesting was the thing that's come out with a lot of players speaking up, Americans speaking out against about the Cubans getting all this money, you know, because. They have to go in the draft, but, you know, the Americans and Canadian players, whatever, you know, they have to go through the draft and then, they have to wait a couple of years, several years, you know, to get their big payday. And, there's some talk about maybe baseball will try to go to get some kind of like international draft.
Yeah, they've been saying that for a while, so, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll probably
it's
happen.
It's kind of crazy, though, you think. $72 million for a guy who didn't even make the team.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I don't know enough about this guy to really comment too much. Not like that's ever stopped me before on any topic on the show, but I kind of bailed on the team like at the end of last season, so by the time they got him and brought him up and everything, it was like, I think I saw like one game, so I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, really, to be honest with you, but they have way too many outfielders, and they're probably trying to trade. They're probably going to try and showcase Alan Craig and Victorino and get rid
Daniel
of one of
Nava?
Those guys.
What about Daniel Nava? I heard he might be a guy that teams might want.
I would be happy if they traded Daniel Nava. I have no attachment to him. He made the team, though. He's a backup outfielder, they said. So.
Yeah.
As long as they keep that guy, I think his name's Brock Holt, that played like 8 positions last year. I like him. Because
mm-hmm.
That's kind of impressive. But otherwise, I have no attachment to any of these guys really anymore. So I'm more interested in seeing if Pedroia is going to have a bounce back or if he's just winding down here. Because every year it seems like it's a little bit worse with him. So, but then the season ends and you find out he's got like 2 broken toes and a broken wrist and his pinky sprained and it's like, well, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing?
Yeah, didn't he win a Gold Glove last year? I think he might have robbed Ian Kinsler out of a Gold Glove.
He may have. I'm not sure. I don't know about this robbing Ian Kinsler though. I don't know. He's a good defense. He's good on defense, but he's just, you know, he's just doesn't have the hitting that he used to.
That's the thing with those awards, though, is like once you win one, then you're gonna, like, you're probably going to win two or three or four, or even just by your resume.
Yeah, look at Jeter. He won like a million of them, and he, you know.
Yeah. There were a lot of people. Last year I remember there were a lot of people in Detroit that were kind of pissed that Kinsler didn't get a gold glove. So.
Well, you know, you can't win them all, buddy.
That's right.
But I know you want to win the prediction contest, so you ready to make your predictions here?
You bet.
All right. We started out here in the American League East. Who you got?
The Orioles. I think they're gonna be the team that wins the East over the Jays, and I got the Red Sox third.
All right. Okay. American League Central.
Tigers over the Indians. But it's going to be real close. Could maybe come down to the last day of the season.
Oh, I love that. The American League West.
Can we go with the Mariners or the Angels?
Well, who are you going to go with?
Mariners.
Oh, they said the Mariners or the Angels. Okay, Mariners over the Angels.
Yeah,
all right. That makes sense. The Angels are a mess. They're also a mess. But they did all right last year, so I can't really say too much. But, you know. They don't strike me as, I don't have no faith in them. All right. So you got the Orioles, the Tigers, and the Mariners. And then for the two wild cards, who you got?
I got, Indians and the Jays.
All right. You're the first person so far to mention the Jays. So everybody's sleeping on the Jays. I haven't made my predictions yet this year, but, I may end up back in the Jays myself in the wild card because, I don't know. Something, I feel like they're kind of on the cusp here, but we'll see. National League East, who you got?
I think these are the easiest picks. East, Nationals.
Yep. National League Central.
Cardinals.
National League West.
Dodgers.
All right. That's pretty much, for the most part, I think there's a lot of shakeup in the Central from our predictions, but everybody seems to be going with the Nats and the Dodgers. So in the National League Wild Card, these are the picks, you know, that could make or break things. National League Wild Card, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Pirates and the Marlins.
Wow, okay. Interesting. Interesting choice on the Marlins. Any rationalization there?
I just think they have a bunch of young kids and I think they have young kids. They have a lot of talent. So,
all right, sounds good. All right. So then, in the American League and the National League champions, who you got? Who's facing off in the World Series?
Okay. So I'm gonna go with the Orioles over the Indians in the ALCS, and then the Nationals over the Dodgers in the NLCS. And then the World Series, I got the Nationals beating the Orioles.
All right, so you got Orioles for the American League champs, Nationals for the National League champs, a Beltway series, and coming out on top in the end is the Nationals, you say?
Yeah.
All right. Duly noted. Now, I don't want to alarm you, but you have the same AL and NL predictions as one Adam Gorightly, so... Yeah, I don't know if that's a curse or a blessing, but we'll see. Now, for the extra special tiebreaker, in case you and Adam Gorightly are both right, and we have a tie, this year we've instituted a new tiebreaker question. What is the final score of the All-Star game?
What?
I knew you'd hate this one. I knew you'd hate it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. That's just why it's a tiebreaker, dude. It's a superfluous question.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A meaningless All-Star game. Wow.
Just like they say, this time it counts.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go. I can't even believe I'm picking this. I hate the All-Star game. I'm going to go American League 7 and the National League 5.
All right. So American League over the National League 7-5.
Yeah.
All right. See, that wasn't so hard. I surprised you there. I left you speechless on the, I left you speechless.
I thought it would be something like award winners or like MVP or the Cy Young.
No, no, that's too vague, dude. Then we might not even be able to use it. I mean, not be, you know, everybody might pick, like, look at, dude, who would have picked the guy from the Cleveland Indians last year to win the American League Cy Young? No one would have picked that.
Right.
So, I had to pick something that I knew was actually going to happen, which is the All-Star game, that we don't have any prediction on in the first place. And, right. You know, that way we have at least something we can, you know, use to break things up. It's just a tiebreaker. Don't worry.
Yeah, but it could come into effect with me and O'Reilly.
Yeah, I know, but that's how it, well, in that case, I don't think you have anything to worry about, because O'Reilly said, I think, like 11-6.
Oh, okay. Good.
So his and he was equally outraged by the use of the All-Star game.
I like that thinking. See, I don't know if that does actually scare me though, that we're that close on the same page and hitting the All-Star game.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I got faith in you guys. Well, on that note, do you have anything you want to plug? I always do this every time you're on, but anything you want to recommend?
Let's see. I'll plug the Goldbergs. That's a good show. I've been watching that lately. And Netflix. I've been watching a lot of Netflix original programming because I'm still, you know, kind of trying to find that next series that captivates me like Lost.
Alright.
I would say 80s nostalgia. People should check out the Goldbergs. I'll vouch for them.
All right, I'll second that recommendation. It's a great show, so I love it.
And I'll plug since me and Bill Riley are going to probably go to a tiebreaker. I'll plug for Bill Riley and say I read a couple of his books this summer and they're great reads. So.
Ah, that's nice of you. All right. Well, on that note, RSS, thank you for coming on the show, dude. Much appreciated. Congrats on your 1/3 of the title and. We'll see you possibly on next year's baseball special. Good luck.
Not possibly, definitely.
I like that. Good answer.
All right.